And I told you that I studied law, and my major was English, and my minor was history. Okay. Well, as a person interested in history, I'm amazed how that whole phenomena has not been covered by historians. And it brings up again the true sickness that this country suffers from its racism. You know, it prevents it from looking at life and seeing things as it truly is. Because that whole rock movement, that whole exodus of masses of white children from their homes to receptive cities like San Francisco and New York and Chicago was nothing more than their children bringing black music into these white middle-class homes and having their parents say, get that nigger music out of here. And the kids said, okay, I'll get the music out, but I'm leaving with it.
Okay.
And they left. And that's what it was. And it's never been reported. That's the truth of what it was.
Okay.
It was the spread of our music to the mass young white audience, which is what rock is.
Okay.
Rock is an elemental way of playing the blues, which is the basis of jazz and evolves from the spirituals, you know.
Yes.
It's our heritage to this country. And it's not reported because of the racism in this country, and it drives me crazy, you know, because it's so small-minded, you know.
Yes.
When it's such a big thing. But that's what this whole thing was. You know, these children left their homes and took to this music with all their hearts, you know. And to this day, there's not a rock artist worth his salt that doesn't cite as his influence every black artist that ever lived.
That's
Beatles,
true.
I saw when they came to this country, and it was televised, they landed and these 50 or 60 white American reporters ask them, who were your influences? And they start rattling off, all four of them, the names of all these black artists, and they didn't even write it down. And I was so disgusted, you know.
Yes.
They did not even write it down. The State Department sent Benny Goodman to Russia. Leonard Feather went with him. Leonard Feather told me, when they got off the plane, the first thing the Russian journalist said was, why didn't you send Duke Ellington?
Yes.
In other words, they know what the culture is.
Yes.
But this country
just refuses
is so sick that it just refuses to face the truth of its own culture, and that is disgusting. And if I do anything in my life, it's to try to redress this and at least bring it to people's attention.